They said it couldn't be done, said it couldn't be done. With all the fat we went ahead and did it. They said it couldn't be done, said it couldn't be done. With Spectra 17 we went and did it.
It's so wonderfully new, it's our big dream come true.
Prosperity has really come your way.
America's standard has opened the door.
They've set a new standard, you're gonna make more.
They got the ultimate fat, got the ultimate fat. This is your
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash, and this is 118 of Radio Clash, and it's called I'd Rather Hurl Than Reynolds Girl.
This
oh yes.
Is Radio Clash.
Applause from the audience. He's fumbling around with the microphone right now. He's giving his cues to the boys. He's winding up his leg, and here he goes with Heartbreak Motel.
Well, it's a one for the morning, two for the show.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash, and that was the Who Boys. They have a new album out, and that's Blue Betty from the Good, the Bad, and the Who Boys, which is I posted a link on the blog. You should definitely check it out. And this is 118 of Radio Clash. Oh yes, and it's called I'd Rather Whore Hell Than Reynolds Girl, because I'll be playing. I've been kind of getting very obsessed about Fleetwood Mac at the moment. I've been checking out the Tusk album, which I never checked out before, and also downloading some older stuff as well, which I didn't know. I do actually own several Fleetwood Mac albums, which used to be a really embarrassing kind of admission that you would only tell your bestest friend, and then you're worried if they kind of went to the police and blackmailed you or something. But now it is fine, and it's not shameful to admit such things in the 21st century. So I've been checking out some Peter Green's Mac as well as some stuff I haven't heard. But it's not just that. There's also loads of some mashups. It was supposed to be a kind of a rainy day show. It was a rainy day today. It was the bank holiday, the May Day bank holiday. So, of course, it's got to be rainy, of course, and overcast all the whole weekend. I did very little apart from I went to Crimes Against Pop, which is the club which Ian Fondue plays at. If you remember from the San Francisco show, that's Fondue Meltdown, or one half of Fondue Meltdown. And he played a very, very good set, unashamedly pop, and playing Girls Aloud, I'm not sure, but some Girls and some Electro House, and kind of lots of tunes, I think he said, that was kind of reminded him of being Electro House, but were. Kind of thing, and there's other people playing kind of Northern Soul and stuff. It's a cool night. I'd really recommend it. Although I was a bit too tired to dance and didn't really want to get drunk, so I didn't really totally get into the dancing mood. Apart from the end when they played Kim Wilde, Kids in America, which they also played at Guilty Pleasures. We went last weekend, so. What did I do on the Friday? Oh, yes, I endured a wanky experimental music thing by the Laptop Orchestra. Now, all the mashup people were going, do you mean Rito? No, this is David Toop's Laptop Orchestra. And he got together many, many students together with their power books mostly, and got them to play that annoying, wanky electroacoustic sort of surround sound. Oh look, we've got surround sound and 20 laptops, so we're going to play loads of samples of trucks and various other creepy noises at you. It's about 5 minutes of the 25 minutes that actually worked, and it was supposed to be a response to the painting Gordale Scar, because this was at Tate Late, Tate Britain. So it was in an art gallery, and I think I blogged from that in my live journals saying I've forgotten how much bollocks experimental music could be, and most of it usually is. We play only the good stuff here, but I kind of grew up on that kind of stuff at art college and things like that, and he even have created it, much to my shame. But out of an art gallery, it does not work at all, and even in art galleries, it doesn't always work. So that was. But we had a nice meal after that. Where did we go? I have forgotten. Oh yes, we went to Portuguese. We found this little Portuguese enclave, which is it's near Vauxhall. There's like a little Portuguese enclave with some very, very nice restaurants. So I had a very, very good meal. Oh, and that's about it, really. It's kind of birthday weekend, Mark Sweet. No, it wasn't, but it could have been. Apart from that, I've been preparing for Trier. Oh, and also I'm now co-owner of the Parkades and Parkade Club in Second Life. So I've been busy doing textures and designs and t-shirts and branding type things for that, and working with Amanda Shinji and Topher Delcon in Second Life, who are DJs there when Andy decided to stop, because Andy decided to call it quits, and I was the last DJ set. I mentioned this in the last show, but a couple of the DJs got together, and it was sort of Amanda's suggestion to get together and restart it, rebuild it, to start again. And it looks mighty fine, and I think it probably looks like the best club in Second Life, and I dare you to find one that's better, because I've been to a lot of clubs in Second Life, and so when I was designing all the textures and sort of designing the look and feel, and when Amanda was building the actual structure and putting all that together and doing all the scripting work, you know, It's. I think we both wanted to make it the best looking club, and I think we've succeeded. But the scariest thing is being sort of sponsored by Pontiac, which is a little bit worrying. Oh dear, this is where I sell out. Yes, great. No, not really. Sell out for what a couple of thousand Linden dollars. What's that? About 8p. So I'll be doing that, and I'll be off to Trier in real life DJing, not Second Life, real life. So come into Second Life, you just search for Parkade, that's P-A-R-K-A-D-E, and you'll find us, or I'll probably post a link on the blog if I remember. And yes, at the reopening, the grand reopening, we've got free stuff, yes, free shit for you. And I don't know if there's going to be any other giveaways, but certainly it's going to be a good one. And most of the usual DJs, including Andy Asylum, oh, and the Booty Knights will continue at the Parkade as well. So it's all very exciting. And I am off to Trier to actual DJ in real life on, I think, this coming Thursday. This, I'm saying this on the Bank Holiday Monday, so hopefully I'll get this out before then. And I will be in Trier DJing at the, is it called the DJ Slam, otherwise known as the International Bastard, and with many, many bootleggers, including, I'm glad to say, I'll probably meet Thrift Shop, Thrift Shop XL, who I think have played his tracks on the show. Lumpy will be there, Pete Juxtaposer, and Bush, and Ape, from sort of the Uprising sort of crew, and they'll be there, and loads of millions, I can't remember at the moment, so I better play a song. This is Simeon Tronic Disco by Dumbproofing. It links into the whole thing about Parkade, because one of the things I was mixing in Parkade was these tracks together, which is Simeon Mobile Disco came up with a track called It's the Beat, which actually, although people saying it samples, it recreates the little riff you got in Pump Up the Jam. And I used to mix this live, and it was nice a couple of weeks later for Dumbproofing to do this, because I don't have to bother it whenever I finish doing the proper version of the Cuddle next Cuddle mix. I don't have to bother to mix these two together. I can just play this. It's very good.
last. That is they safety off in blast. Now it's time for you to show your ass. They ain't handing out no more cash. Mama's imitate my logo fast. That is state safety off in blast.
Now this is moments, four fiends with Glocks unloaded, scrapping for a bag of gold rings and coding. Whole life savings hid under the molding. Mama said knock them out, and I'm quoting. You're voting, which you're hoping will stop the guns from smoking. Is someone fucking joking? They're bankers in sheep's clothing. I know places where the kids keep croaking, lacking the essential vitamins and protein. Hustling and hyphy are eloping. I'm the best man, busting shots and toasting. Sipping Grey Goose, get clipped off the bird. Come Sunday morning, get tripped off the word. TV and them preachers got pimp talking verbs, setting us up to be ripped off and stirred. You flipped all them birds, so your funds act right. Here come the drought, whole things have price. My high school career counselor's advice, little niggas act nice for y'all beans and rice. I got some light, baby, take it to the head. Gives a fuck if it's prime and dreads. Never snitch to the locals or the feds. See, they tryna break us so they don't have to break bread. Cause Uncle Sam ain't the baker, he's the butcher. We all on pump with no Ashton Kutcher. We're ballin' out broke, cutthroats could put ya. Ain't never took dope, but them dopes done took ya. Stop flying, old boy, man, cut it down. If your job ain't paying right, shut it down. If your car got 18s, let it pound. And if we ever gon' do it, let's do it now, see? Now it's time for you to show your ass. They ain't handing out no more cash. Mama's imitate my logo fast. That is state safety off in blast. Now it's time for you to show your ass. They ain't handing out no more cash. Mama's imitate my logo fast. That is state safety off in blast. You in a system where they flirt with disaster. Tongue kiss death, had mass murder orgies till there's no one left. They finger fucking Lady Liberty under her dress. And since I didn't say this under my breath, I might be under arrest. Now let me introduce me, slave name Ray Riley. You could call me Boots, cause we can boot them out of power then spread the loot. We need to drive the freedom train, not ride caboots. And you could tell by the way I walk my walk, there's a corner behind me holding chalk. Cause he worked for the county, who worked for the state, who worked for the boss, man, eating off your plate. We ain't one dimensional, max detentional, looking for the liquor store. What them hubbers hitting for, we raised by the street light. Praise for the street fight, days we ain't eat right. Haze to complete life, had to make homes out of muck and dirt. Just to get dinner, take luck and work. They don't read me my rights, they induct a curse. So you're cordially invited to go buck berserking up. Now it's time for you to show your ass. They ain't handing out no more cash. Mama's imitate my logo fast. That is state safety off in blast. Now it's time for you to show your ass. They ain't handing out no more cash. Mama's imitate my logo fast. That is state safety off in blast.
Are better left unsaid.
That's right.
My evil tongue does seem to run with the mind of its song. I must be cursed, I always make it worse. You may as well just take me home, yeah.
Sometimes I don't say the right things to make you love me even more than you do.
chip. How could we think we had so little to lose? And in the flights of fireflies, there is a pattern recognized. How could we think we had so little to lose?
Your socks, trying your father's on. Run round the world taking all that you want, you're not bothered.
Know where you are and where you've been and where you're going to. Ain't your babe sing a song. You're wrong, finding a new way out, trying to work out a way to include one another. Think what you are, think where you're going to. A single song to make out that you're playing is easy. You're going to read a new book, finish the other one. Right from the start, try and work out the finishing answer.
Ah, that's Slade. and Know Who You Are, early Slade as well. I said in previous programs, and if you heard the hijack we did of Lee's Amotray podcast, who reached 30 recently, and thanks for the dedication, Lee. He plays some Aphex Twin, a very strange Aphex Twin cover, part of his 30th show. And I said I was getting into Slade, and I love that track, and it reminds me of when Eric Clapton, who that goes out to, dedicated to Eric, he talked about on the second show about the Zen-likeness of Noddy Holder, and that track sort of struck me, the lyrics, recently. I was like, yeah, that kind of sums it up, really. Just know who you are, know where you're going to. And they don't really have to worry much about anything else, really. And then before that, another track that's kind of pertinent to what's been going on recently, and who on Live Journal might know what I mean by that. I Talk Too Much by Just Jack, and that's dedication to all the people I speak to on the internet, because I think I do talk too much on the internet, and usually say the wrong thing, though, not usually trying to. And then before that, it kind of went into a run-on from the Ungodly Ammunition show, which apparently someone, one of the podcasters said I was a tortured genius for doing that show. Thank you for that. I think it's Podcast Paul. I think that's a compliment. I'll take it as a compliment. I like that. That was a coup with Show Your Ass on Bigger Weapon. Then before that, the Collider version of The Lunatics Have Taken Over the Asylum, originally by Funboy 3. Several of those X of the specials, three of them, and then before that, Ashes to Ashes, and that was the Digital Spaceship Replicant version by Lassique Benthouse. The problem is when you download these tracks, you don't think, oh, that's going to be real arse to actually pronounce, but you do when you're trying to pronounce them. I've been getting into my David Bowie, as I said, and strangely, about the same time I was buying all this David Bowie, one of my favourite blogs, which was Copy Comma Right, posted about 10 David Bowie covers. So you'll hear another one later on the show, but it's like, I heard it came around, I was like, oh, this is perfect. And the other blog I tend to get these from, I have to give shout outs to, is Puritan Blister as well. Those are the two main blogs I get stuff from, and I always forget to never always remember where they're from, so I always sometimes forget to credit them, especially a lot of covers. Some I find myself, but a lot of them are from Copy Comma Right, which is a brilliant blog. And Puritan Blister, I tend to rely on, sometimes if I haven't caught up on mashups, sometimes they tend to post the latest thing, and also from the actual websites, so the mashup people I know as well, and Gaibo and various other places. But it's quite good, because, you know, even with that, you'll miss all kinds of things outside of that sphere. And then before that, following on from the 1980s Jan Hammer Outrun soundtrackness, that was Pacific with Runway to Elsewhere. And again, I like that because it's just so 80s. It's so 80s soundtrack, but it's modern. It's confusing. Then before that, well, the track was from the 80s. That's Fleetwood Mac, Big Love. But with the House on the Hill mix, that's Arthur Baker. Approving it. I like the original a lot, but I like that version. It's got piano chords. We like piano chords. And also stuttering and sampling Stevie Nicks. That's probably the first and only time that's ever happened. And then before that, I keep doing these CD splurges of buying loads of CDs. And one I've played before I had to get was the Carrier District 1 and 2, the two albums, otherwise known by Luke Vibert, otherwise known as Wagon Christ, because they are just kind of like mutant modern versions of disco, a bit like that Matt Moss track that Jeb introduced me to. They've got that kind of modern feel, but retro feel, but they're kind of sampling and crossing up the disco stuff, but it's definitely modern. It's not sort of old school, because the way it's sort of usually quite, well, there's no lyrics at all, but usually sampling a lot of those tracks, and it's also quite ravey as well, the way it drops in samples. So yes, it's kind of made for me, really. And then before that was Simiantronic Disco by Dumb Proofing. There's a few bits there where I just totally totally cocked up on the mixing because I'm just not used to this totally new program. But the great thing about it is it doesn't seem to get upset about doing anything else, so I don't have to tiptoe around it while I'm doing the show, which is good. I like that. So next we're going to play an ABBA metal cover. We haven't had enough of those. What's this kind of ABBA ska metal? Metal ska? That sounds rude. And this is by Liberator. And it's Does Your Mother Know?
You're so hot, teasing me, so you're blue. But I can't take a chance on a chick like you. There's something I can do. There's that look in your eye. I can read in your face that you feel it's a driving you wild. But can you write me a child? Well, I can dance with you, honey, if you think it's funny. Does your mother know that you're out? Well, I can dance with you, baby, dance a little, baby. Does your mother know that you're out? Slow. Does your mother know? I can see what you want, but you seem pretty young to be searching for that kind of fun. So maybe I'm the one. Now you're so cute, I like your style, and I know what you mean when you give me a flash of that smile. But then you're only a child. Well, I can dance with you, honey, if you think it's funny. To cool it down, take it nice and slow. Does your mother know? Take it easy. Better slow down now, that's the way to go. Does your mother know? Take it easy. Try to cool it down, take it nice and slow. Does your mother know? Well, I can dance with you, honey, if you think it's funny. Does your mother know that you're out? Well, I can dance with you, baby, dance a little, baby. Does your mother know that you're out? Well, I can dance with you, honey, if you think it's funny. Does your mother know that you're out? Well, I can dance with you, baby. That's a little baby. Does your mother know that you're out?
Bye. stained glass windows keep the cold outside, while the hypocrites hide inside. With the lies of statues in their minds, where the Christian religion made them blind. Where they hide and pray to the god of a bitch belt backwards is dog. Not for one race, one creed, one world, but for money, effective, absurd. You pray to the Holy Ghost when you suck your host. Do you read who's dead in the Irish Post? You give away the cash you can't afford on bended knees and pray to the Lord. Fat pig priest, sanctimonious smile. He takes the money, you take the lies. This is religion and Jesus Christ. This is religion, cheaply priced. This is Bibles full of libel. This is sin in eternal hymn. The apostles were 11. Now there's a sod in heaven. This is religion, your religion. It's a liar on the altar, the sermon never falter. This is what they've done, this is your religion. This is religion and Jesus Christ. This is religion, cheaply priced.
Believe me, believe me.
Bibles full of libel. This is sin in eternal hymn. This is what they've done. This is your religion. The apostles were 11. Now there's a sword in heaven. It's a lie on the altar.
Why can't this crazy love be mine? Yeah. single wretched than to just have caught on sight the eyes that saw the glory have been blinded by the light. And it's the true believers that crash and burn, but there ain't no way I'm ever gonna learn. Black magic that blows your mind away and takes you somewhere that you wanna stay. I only get to stay one. But I'm gonna give it a real good try, because nothing comes close and nothing can compare to black magic. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hold and I with you.
Time takes a cigarette, puts it in your mouth. You pull on your finger, then another finger, then cigarette. The water wall is calling, it lingers, then you forget. Oh, you're a rock and roll suicide.
Sickens me directly to my maternal call. No man
has earned the right to save me. No, this can't go on. Your advice for your mothers to be, we'll never find the words, darling, believe me. No, this can't go on. Your advice for your mothers to be, we'll never find the words, darling, believe me. Now here I am, I'm pushing 24. I've got a house and a little terrace on the lawn. My baby's grown and I'm as happy as a fawn. Now only the beauty of the world delays me. Oh, this can't go on. Your advice for your mothers to be, we'll never find words, darling, believe me. No, this crown of thorns. Your advice for your mothers to be, we'll never find.
lie there and listen to my voice, you know that I am your friend. And so you can rest now. You will listen to my voice and you will remember everything I say. Because you know we love you, we want you, and we need you. And your family is very proud of you. You will listen to my voice and you will rest quietly. You can do everything I tell you and remember everything I tell you. You know we love you and we want you and we need you. And you are safe in our care. So you are happy, for when you are happy, we are proud of you. Dreams are real good. Dreams make your sleeping time happy. Now you can close your eyes and rest. You don't have to do anything or go anywhere. Just close your eyes for a while and rest. Then nice dreams will come to you. You can always sleep easy because you know that your family loves you and will watch over you as you sleep. And when you are loved, you will sleep well. And then a happy dream will come to you. You like to go to sleep and tell yourself what to dream. Now you can have funny dreams or pretty dreams. You can have small dreams or big dreams. And all the time you are dreaming, you are safe and cozy in your bed. You don't have to go anywhere. It's just like magic. So now you like to sleep and dream. All your good dreams come when it is soft and dark, because you can't see dreams in the light. Dreams are like stars. Stars are always prettiest in the dark. Stars sparkle and are pretty. Your dreams are pretty too. And if you ask yourself to have quiet dreams, they will be quiet. We'll be right back.
said you play, say you play.
Dark street, brushed by a woman's love, standing on the sea, one afternoon in May. At last, we wait for happiness. Diamonds, pearls, tears. We wait for sunrise.
Thank you.
Piano he doesn't own. While people at tables eat, drink, and talk, the man at the piano finishes to no applause, then begins to play a new song he didn't write, begins to sing words that aren't his upon a piano that isn't his. As the people at the tables continue to eat, drink, and talk, when he finishes to no applause, he announces over the mic that he is going to take a 10-minute break. He goes back to the men's room, enters a toilet booth, bolts the door, sits down, pulls out a joint, lights up. He's glad he's not at the piano. And the people at the tables, eating, drinking, and talking, are glad he isn't there either. This is the way it goes almost everywhere with everybody and everything. As fiercely in the hinterlands, the black swan burns.
That was the Who Boys with A Man at the Piano, and that's of course from the new Good, the Bad and the Who Boys album, and I recognise that vocal, spoken word, and I can't, is it Charles Bukowski? I think it might be, but I might be wrong there. I know it's one of the Beat people. And then before that was, I've played a few songs from new people. You see, I do not play enough kind of bands, mainly because I tend to stick to mashups and covers, so the kind of new bands creep in with the covers, but I don't need to play many original stuff. And that was Stars, theme from Stars, which I think is fairly new. I think that was from Stereo Gum, and it's from one of the podcast blogs. Yeah, I think that was from Stereo Gum. And then before that, someone actually sent me this directly. This is the Winston Giles Orchestra. We Wait for Sunrise. So, yes, that's with permission. That's pod safe. Oh, my God. very, very good. At Sonic Boom, you can actually download about 6 or 7 other tracks. I'll put the link up. And his Australian... I think it's a duo. I think it's a duo or one person in Australia. And what I like about them is they've got a Lemon Jelly influence and Pink Floyd. And also, I didn't say it on their MySpace, but some of their songs sound suspiciously like Flaming Lips. But certainly, I like the instrumental ones more, because not many of the new bands, and it's one of the reasons why I don't play them, because they tend to go for the usual kind of Kooks, Razor Light, Block Party type stuff, or singer-songwritery type stuff. Not many people, I don't know if any bands would, maybe the Bees would cite Lemon Jelly as an influence, and would be sort of very out there with that, so respect for them for that. Then before that was one of the best tracks I have ever heard, I know I've been pushing Venetian Snares on you over the past many shows, because you have to listen to Venetian Snares. They are very good. I know a lot of you hate them, but I'm gonna push them on you anyway. But that is Elgar mixed up by Venetian Snares on his Hungarian album, and I have lots of fun trying to pronounce this. Szamar Madár. Yeah, it means donkey bird or silly bird. And the whole point of the album, which I'm not even going to try and pronounce the name of, it's the one with pigeons on the cover, is that he's imagining himself on the Hungarian Royal Palace as a pigeon. But I don't know, it's sort of the combination of breakcore and classical just really works there. And I heard that and thought, wow. Especially as I think he's doing that on Renoise, which is a tracker. He exclusively uses trackers, as I used to. He used to Octomed and an Amiga, so he comes from the same background I do. So I like what he does. I know a lot of you hate the Venetian Snares bit on every program almost, but hey, it's we have to play some new music, not just the usual cover and mashup. Everything you know type stuff. And then before that, mixed in with that, is, I think it's from WFMU blog. I think it might even be suspiciously from the Sieg 365 Days project, but certainly it's from WFMU. And that's Life Records Dreams. Yeah, that's the kind of thing they would play to their children about saying, "We love you, we love you." It's very Stepford Wives, it's scary. And then before that was Black Shakespeare feature Charlie and their cover of Dreams. I told you it'd be from Fleetwood Mac, and there'll be more in a minute. And then before that, you see, there's a dream theme there. Before that was Advice Young Spillers to Be by The Veils. Again, another band I've heard bits of off Stereo Gum and a few other blogs. Really good, very moody type stuff. That's very poppy for them. Jesus for the Juggler is much more quite scary, but that's very poppy, and it has that sort of 50s, 60s vibe, which is that section I was going for. At the first part of that section, because then I played Rock and Roll Suicide, which is David Bowie, but a cover by Black Box Recorder. We like Black Box Recorder, we do, using the role we are now. And then something that's genuinely very, very old, Earth Angel, as a cover by Death Cab for Cutie. And Earth Angel is way back in 1954 when the Penguins did it and the Crew Cuts covered it, and it became a big hit. Yes, doo-wop. I like my doo-wop. I do like my doo-wop. It's not enough doo-wop in the world. And then before that was Black Magic by Jarvis Cocker from the Jarvis album, which is linked to, because it samples Crimson and Clover, which Joan Jett is the cover version, the original done by Tommy and the Shondells back in 1968. And then before that I like that a lot. I like that how she doesn't change the she's as well, because of course Joan Jett is a dyke, and we like Joan Jett. In fact, I saw someone with t-shirts saying something along those lines, sort of saying we love you Joan Jett in a picture of her or something in pink, which is not really very flattering. But anyway, then before that was a new mashup from Voice Dude. Literally came out, I think he put it in his blog on the 2nd of May, and that's an Unusual Mr. Jones, Tom Petty, I think, versus Tom Jones and something else. And that is that's a classic. That's very good. I've played a couple of Voice Dude tracks in the past, but that is very good. I do rate that. I like how it comes in with the you're usually thinking, yeah, done this, yeah, that's very nice. It comes in with the hip hop vocal about the Mr. Jones hip hop vocal, so it works on many levels. Then before that was I lost my place. RIAA from the Dirt Bacharach album. And there is a link there because Mr. Guzz and Mr. Fab, he did a cover of that's Unusual. That's Not Unusual versus There Is a Light. So that's Say a Little Player for Religion. Seems to be a spoken word theme here, especially with the last one, the Bukowski. Well, if it is Bukowski. And that is from the Great Bacharach album, which links into the one before that, which is The Avalanches, Do You Know the Way to San Jose? It's their very strange cover, and I don't know what that's for. That seems to be fairly new. I've not heard it before, so I don't know if that's off the new album or if it's something they've done for a cover album. I suspect the latter. And that kind of linked into the Does Your Mother Know? It was a bit of a no section, really. We're getting towards the end of the show. And I said I'd play some Fleetwood Mac. I'm going to play one of my favourite Fleetwood Mac tracks of all time. Which is Crystal, which is off the Fleetwood Mac album, which is the first album they did with Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. I'd forgotten about this track, actually. When Kirk was round after we went to Guilty Pleasures, I think it was, I was playing some tracks and this came on, and he was sort of in the toilet and I was singing along with it, and I knew every single word to this, and I was really surprised because I haven't heard it in probably 10-15 years. It was on tape, and I've got the album, vinyl album, but I haven't listened to it for many years. I don't know. It gets me right there, as they say. I don't know. No, just play the tune. Helpful if you actually play the tune. Actually, bother to actually switch it on would be good.
Do you always trust your first initial feeling? Special knowledge holds true, bears believing. I turn around and the water was closing. Crystal in the knowledge of you drove me through the mountain, through the crystal-like and clear water fountain, drove me like a magnet to the sea.
To the sea. one of his girlfriends over. He didn't want to miss a single screen. His friends all laughed when he played it later. You had to wonder, did he really hate her? Girls always made him nervous, that's to blame. Making love was just a crazy game. Woodwork squeaks right out from the freak's yard, yeah. Woodwork squeaks right out from the freak's yard. Altar. She'd light a candle when her courage faltered. Sometimes the world got a little hard to bear. It wasn't easy living in the city. She wasn't clever and she wasn't pretty. She chanted in the night, but no one cared.
Well, of course, Was Not Was. That's the original 1981 version of Out Come the Freaks. And, again, that sort of came around on a blog or something like that. No, I just forgotten that track. It was one of my favourite album tracks of theirs. Kind of didn't really work with the Crystal, with Fleetwood Mac. I was actually going to make something else in, which didn't actually load, which is not very good. So I hope you enjoyed this. This is the end of Radio Clash, and you can find out more about Radio Clash by going to the blog, which is mutantpop.net/radioclash, and email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. The shows aren't usually this long. It's just because I've got loads of tracks, but I'm about to go to Trier. I might take my recording gear, so I might do a show from Trier. I'll see how I feel. Certainly, if Ryanair doesn't charge me millions of dollars for the baggage, I will take my mini disc and a microphone and stuff like that. I think they want someone to record the set, so I might take my mini disc anyway. But yes, yes. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a very short week. I'm working Tuesday and Wednesday, and then I'm off. Oh dear, it's kind of week is a bit of a write-off then, really, for money words. But I've been doing loads of work, so that's fine. Also been buying too many CDs, so I have to be careful. So I'm going to end on another Fleetwood Mac song. Yes, I can hear the dread. No, it's a beautiful one. I posted how much I thought Tusk was a cocaine album and was kind of a bloated double album, which it is. Certainly the Lindsey Buckingham tracks are, some of them are a bit like, isn't that the same song as the last one? I'm confused now. You know, it's sort of almost the same backing. And he spent 2 years in his own home studio doing it, which is always bad things. And also double albums usually suck as well. But on the album is some very good songs. It's Storms, and there's this one, which is the first track, which is a Christine McVie song, which if I'm doing a podcast which involves Fleetwood Mac, I have to actually put a Christine McVie song on it, because I like Christine McVie. She's sweet, and a lot of people are kind of like Stevie Nicks type people and follow her solo career, and you know, and I like her songs, but she's a bit of an odd one. Christine McVie was part of Fleetwood Mac for all but two of the albums, and she's one of these people that you know, had her own band and her own solo career and her own career as a blues singer, and she married John McVie in the band. But she just kind of does her own thing, her own sort of songwriting thing on each of the albums, and it kind of works as a whole, but also it's always her song, her thing. So this is One More Time, Over and Over, and I'll speak to you soon.